Cocoteco, Cocoteco.
En el barrio ya no hay gente.
Sí.
Tiene miedo de caminar. La calle está bien caliente.
¡Pum!
La esquina la tienen controlada. En el barrio ya no hay gente.
Papi, dime.
Tiene miedo de caminar.
Ajá.
La calle está bien caliente.
Sí.
La esquina la tienen.
This is Life in Music Podcast, episode number 11. My name is Roman Rojas. I'm a music producer, singer, songwriter in New York City. And you're listening to Vaquero, an artist from Dominican Republic, recently signed by Sunflower Entertainment in New York City. Today we're going to talk to Juan Carlos Barguil. Juan Carlos is the CFO of Arc Music. Arc Music is a music publishing company here in New York City. They've been around for a long, long time. They have a lot of music in their catalog. So I hope you guys enjoy the interview. Welcome, Juan Carlos, to Life in Music Podcast. It's a pleasure to be here at your office, Arc Music in New York City. And Juan Carlos Barguil is the CFO of Arc Music. But not only that, he's a connoisseur of Latin American music. He is very knowledgeable about all different types of music from Latin America, and he's a friend of mine from about 10 years ago. So welcome, Juan Carlos.
Thank you, Roman, and thank you for giving me the opportunity, I'm here to collaborate.
I have a question for the people out there that are listening that are not familiar with music publishing, because, you know, you're a music publisher. What is music publishing?
Music publishing, it's the... is the part of the songwriter slash artist that never dies, is the song, and basically is everything that goes with the song and the rights. So it really never dies. I mean, the artist eventually becomes old and disappear, but the songs would remain for life. That's what the music publishing is. It's just basically the history and the rights of the songs.
How long have you been in music publishing, and when and how did you get involved?
I've been in the music business since 1981, and it was not my intention to be in the business. I originally wanted to be a soccer player, football player, and I was, you know, under scholarship, and that was my dream. I wanted to be a professional football player in the U.S., pretty much like Julio Iglesias, and I came up at the wrong time. I mean, even though I did try for the Cosmos with Professor Julio Massey, and I was ready to go, unfortunately, the league went out of business almost 6 months after I trained, and that was the end of it. So I decided just to go back to college and hit the books and continue my accounting degree. And from there on, I just went into public accounting. I wanted to get some experience, and I end up working for a CPA firm that handle only small labels, production companies, and music publishers. The name of the firm was Chase and La Rosa CPA back in the early 80s. And my first account that I worked on was Irene Cara, who was the Fame producer. And I was pretty much in charge of reconciling her checkbooks and credit cards and tax returns, everything that had to do with her production company. Mm-hmm. So that was my beginning of it, you know, my starting experience in the business.
Very interesting. Almost turned a soccer player.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. Let's talk now about Arc Music. Tell me about the company that you've been with for how long now? About 21 years with Arc?
Yes.
With Arc Music. Let's talk about Arc a little bit.
Arc Music Group, it's a group of music publishing companies. Two of the companies started in 1936. One of them is Jewel Music Publishing Company, Inc. And it's started by the Goodman brothers, you know, Benny Goodman, the man that was known as the king of swing, Benny Goodman. And 1936, the second company was 1938, Region Music Corp. And later on in 1958, Arc Music was founded as a result of the Goodman brothers meeting the Chess brothers out of Chicago. Chess Records, which was one of the most important labels of the United States in the 50s, 60s, and mid-70s. And is a label that, you know, where Chuck Berry, Howlin' Wolf, Etta James, Sonny Boy Williams, and all those great names of the blues and rock and roll of the 60s were born.
Wow, very interesting. So let's continue talking about Arc Music, because I know that there's some very interesting stories when it comes to, actually not Arc Music, but Chess Records.
Yeah, the label was founded, I believe, and I'm not sure, somewhere around the late 1940s by the Chess brothers, who were Jewish immigrants from Poland, Leonard Chess and Phil Chess. Phil Chess is still alive, 87 years old. And it was very interesting because they lived all their time in Chicago, in the black section of Chicago, and they started as club owners. You know, they were the very few whites that own black clubs in Chicago. And for many years, you know, of entertaining the black population of the south side of Chicago, they realized that there was no one really catering to the black population of Chicago with black artists. And there were people with vision. I mean, they always, you know, they always were looking for things that, you know, gaps. And they realized, they said, why not? Let's start a label. And they started the label, and they started catering only to the black population of Chicago. That's how they really, you know, became well known. And of course, eventually, you know, blues transcended into the white audience. That was late in the 70s and even up to this day. But that was basically, they saw that there was a need in the market because no one was doing it at the time in Chicago. Yes, there was Motown, but Motown was in Detroit. And Chicago needed something. So that's basically the beginning of Chess Records, which later on, you know, they founded Arc Music as the publishing division. And it remains. The label was sold sometimes in late 70s to GRP. And from there on, it went through so many different hands. Up until now, it's owned by Universal Music Group.
You guys also have a digital record label here at the company called Música de la Calle, which means music of the street or street music. Can we talk a little bit about what you guys are doing? Because it's only online and you guys are doing really well and you have a bunch of artists. What's going on with that?
The idea has been with us for a long, long time. Because again, we saw that there was a need in the market. A lot of the labels that have Latin divisions in the United States 5 years ago, up until five, they were not really giving that much attention, and they still not giving attention to the independent Latin artists. So we saw that there was a need, and we started basically building the basis, you know, contacting people, and because when you deal with the street, it's everything is word of mouth. One thing leads to another. So we started signing independent, one or two independent artists, and we started the label Música de la Calle, which at the same time we were trying to create also a promotional activity through the Orchard, which is the carry that we use. And the first two artists were very successful artists, and just, you know, the word just spread out in Washington Heights, in Boston, in Philly, in Miami, and up until lately, Dominican Republic, San Juan, Puerto Rico. And they realized that that all these independent artists, they know that there is an avenue now for them. They make money, we make money, we pay them, and they continue to produce street music, which we believe that's what the whole roots is. It's a street, you know, and it's been successful. You know, and as a result, you know, licensing business came up with it. A lot of labels from Europe that are hitting the MySpaces of these artists, and the iTunes they contacted us looking for tracks. They want to get some of these tracks into their compilations in Europe.
Juan Carlos, you mentioned to me that you just signed a new artist from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. What's the name of the artist?
The name of the artist is Vaquero. It's a young artist coming from San Pedro de Macorís, which, you know, everyone that loves baseball knows that the best baseball players are coming from that particular town. Vaquero, it's 100% a street artist, someone who knows that what he's doing, who wants to have control of his music. And this was one of the very first things that prior to signing, he mentioned to us that he will never, ever would like to be signed by a major record company, because he knows that once he will do that, he will lose control of his music. He wants to do what he feels. He wants to write the songs that he feels to write. Mm-hmm. He wants to sing the songs that he feels to sing. He's a very interesting artist, very political oriented on his lyrics. His lyrics are basically criticizing political system, the social system in the Dominican Republic, with a great, great following. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he won the Best New Urban Latin Award for Premios Latinos 2007 as the new urban artist here in New York. That's the best new urban artist from the Dominican Republic. And this is a very interesting artist. I mean, he's my space. It's documented that in two of his songs that has recently been recorded and available just to listen to, in 1 week he had 70,000 people listen to the track. So we think that definitely, you know, Vaquero has it. He has already toured Europe, and he's about to do a major tour of, he's going to Paris, Barcelona, Amsterdam, Zurich, starting January 20, I believe, for about 3 months. So it's a very interesting artist. And you know, we just try to come up and design the right model for him to go forward, and you know, just show the labels that we can do it without them.
I think you can, and you know, you're paving the way for all the people that are coming in the future that are going to be independent, they're going to be making their own music. Juan Carlos, it's a pleasure to have had you here. Happy New Year, and I wish you the best for 2008.
Thank you, and the same to you and everyone that gets into the site to listen to this interview. Happy New Year to everyone. Lots of health and peace.
Thanks for listening to Life in Music Podcast, and I'd like to make a little announcement is that slowly but surely we're going to be going to video in the coming year. We're going to start doing a lot of video with the podcasting, and I'm still going to do the audio version of it, but I'm also going to do video for those of you that want to see what's happening here in New York City with music, with production, with record labels, and anything and everything that has to do with making music. So stick around and check it out next year. If I don't post anything else for the rest of the year, Happy New Year. I hope everybody's okay, wherever you happen to be. And don't hesitate to write me an email. Let me know what's going on in your life. If you're a musician or a singer, a producer, whatever. My email is Roman, R-O-M-A-N, at romanrojasmedia.com. You can also check out my blog, www.romanrojasmedia.com. You can check out some of my work there. And let me know what you're up to, okay? So, Happy New Year to everybody.